St. John chapter 17, I'd like to read a few verses. I appreciate the privilege of being able to be in this pulpit. Nathan's asked me to preach quite a few times, and I've turned him down. And I'd like to say I'm glad he's my pastor. I'm real proud of him. And but I like to hear God's Word preached. There's a potential for all of us if we'll follow God. We have decisions in our lives. And young preachers, do something for the Lord. You'll be blessed over it. Amen. You'll be blessed. I appreciate the way the Lord's helped Aaron in this last year. He's just a different person. Isn't that right, Terry? Amen. Randy, that's right. I appreciate what he's done for Terry's family, and she needs the miracles in her home, salvation for Matthew and Rebecca. But he's still God. He's still God. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to read one verse in verse 5, and then I'll go back. If you'll stand with this one verse. This verse has been on my mind for 2 weeks. And Jesus had been praying there. And he said, "Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Amen. "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Praise God. You can be seated. I've preached a few times the last couple of months, and I got to preach tonight in McAllister. But Trish said, you listen to Nathan's helped you out. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad of that. You know, it really makes a difference what you sit under. He preaches about Jesus quite a bit. And I'd like to try to preach on Jesus again this morning. Amen. He's well worthy of the subject, isn't he? Praise God. Amen. We think of Jesus in a regular lifestyle, Christmas. A lot of folk think that's it. And now most of them's left that plumb out of it. I can remember in grade school, I had to participate in a few plays. And I had the hardest time remembering my parts. And I had the real simple ones. You know, I just had those. I'd just dress up like one of the kings. And didn't have to say much. Just bring a gift. Amen. But I can remember those times. And when our society was not ashamed to have a display of the scenery of the what do you call that? Nativity scene. Yeah. And we could talk about Jesus. Yeah. And they could read about Jesus. In the teachers would do that before class. Even in the PA system when I was in junior high down here at Red Fork, they would pray through that thing. And I mean, even though we was a bunch of rough kids and whatever kind of background there was, and there was all kinds of background. But the teacher would take the Bible and read a verse to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's changed, hasn't it? Yeah. It's changed. Amen. But Jesus, I'm going to read these first four verses. Said, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh." Praise God. Power over all flesh. "That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God." The only true God. It's not Muhammad. It's not anyone else. He's the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
I have glorified thee. He said, I've done my work, praise God. That's what he's saying. On glorified thee on earth, I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And his time was coming to his cross that he was facing, to Calvary he was facing. He was facing an execution, one of the most cruel ways to kill a person there is to die on a cross. Amen. I call it execution. It's very cruel. And on that cross, he suffered like we can't even imagine how he suffered. I can't get it in my head how much he suffered. I can feel for it sometimes and read about it sometimes. And there was a man that once made a movie on here in the last 10 years that was about the crucifixion of cross. And I don't know how scriptural they went or whatever, but I want to tell you, it wasn't no pleasant thing that the Lord went through for us. No pleasant thing at all. But I'd like to, this scripture that caught me, the part of it caught me, he said, oh now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. We think of Jesus just coming in at Christmas time. And a lot of people teach it, you know, that he was just a good man. But that, and some people even teach in churches that didn't exist until he was born in Bethlehem. But I'd like to read a few scriptures about Jesus before the world was. Praise God. He didn't use his name. God did not use his name until he was born on this earth. And I hope I can get loose and feel like I felt this morning at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and seeking the Lord. And I could get a hold of it. Praise God. Now, if the Lord helped me, as I tell Brother Brent, I'll preach. Praise God. Amen. But I appreciate the goodness of God. In Philippians chapter 2, got too many scriptures. I know I can't get them all. I'm not going to try to. But I'll try to use some wisdom. Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 1. It says, now this is talking to the church here. If there therefore is any consolation, chapter 2 of Philippians, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels of mercy, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife, vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Then he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, about what he just read, be in you. Then he says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's making quite a statement there. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. He's explaining what a servant is there before. And was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But I'm going to go back up to verse 7. I'm going to read something here that for years I didn't understand this. And still a lot of people don't understand this. It says he made himself of no reputation. This is talking about him emptying himself out of the glory which he had with the Father in the beginning. Is really what it's talking about. There's a word they use for it. It's a kenosis of Christ. Of him stripping himself of all the power and all the glory that He had when He was with the Father in the beginning. He was with God when He said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Amen. Praise God. And the Spirit moved. And I have a hard time see how people could take the Scriptures and not understand that the Trinity's all through this Bible. I mean, it's everywhere you read, Brother Brent. It's everywhere. Praise God. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made Himself of no reputation. I heard a preacher years ago preach, and it's been 35 years, and he said something that stayed with me, and I didn't catch the full meaning of it till he said that Christ laid aside the royal diadem, praise God, when He left, praise God. His royal crown, garment, whatever it might be, the power and glory, He left there when He came to earth. Praise God. And then we get into the virgin birth. You can't believe about the Lord right if you don't believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. It's hard for a lot for us to understand some things because of our mind. I can just go so far. And some of you go a lot farther. And some of you may not go as far. You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. But I love to hear when somebody expounds a word and I can grab a hold of something. And when I read something that's right, it blesses my heart. But when Jesus was born into this earth, before He was born into this earth, Gabriel was sent to John's mother and dad, and he had good tidings. But when he was sent to Mary, she was 6 months later, He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. God has chosen you. I believe that Mary was a very, very holy woman. Praise God. She was the one chosen. Now the Catholics look at Mary a little different. They worship her where they shouldn't worship her. Amen. But God chose that virgin to have a child, have an event that's going to happen, to take place, that had never happened before, and it never will happen again, praise God. Because God had a way to getting Christ from glory down to here. Amen. And I was thinking this morning, this might just be Connor, but the moment that the Holy Ghost moved upon Mary, and she conceived in her womb, And life began in that body of hers. Praise God. Our children have the Father's blood. And her father was God. His father was God. The Holy Ghost moved. And in the blood, in the body of Jesus, His blood was Holy Ghost blood. If I could put it that way. Praise God. Amen. Don't want to get too plain some ways. But there's a miracle in the birth of a child. There's a miracle in the birth of the virgin birth that has never happened before, never will happen again. Praise God. Some says the Antichrist will become incarnate. No, He will not. He will be a live man on this earth, and He will not have that kind of birth that Jesus had. You hear what I'm saying? There's never been a man like Jesus, praise God. And there'll never be a man like Jesus come across this land again. Our society hates Him. Our leaders say they're Christians, and they're not Christians. They won't use the name of Jesus. They're ashamed of the name of Jesus. We'll offend somebody if we use that name. My friend, every knee's going to bow, Paul said. Every knee's going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God. It'll be, for some, it's going to be the wrong time. Every demonic power, dictator, every God-hater from centuries past that has killed Christians and still killing Christians, they're going to bow their knee one day. They're going to have to humble themselves before Almighty God. They will confess that, yes, He is Lord, but they will go to hell because it's too late for those. I don't understand people that play around with God and they think they can just get any time they want to. It bothers me. It hurts me to see some of my children that just want to play with God, use Him when they can, and they just get in once in a while. I want to tell you, friend, it's dangerous playing with God. There's going to be a time when God says, that's enough. And I don't know what it is, but God's going to say, it's enough. Amen. The Bible talks about one man, Abner, died as a fool dies. People are dying foolishly all the time. People are waiting till they get on their deathbed. They think they can just get right every time they get on their deathbed. I believe that happens. But the Spirit of God's got to deal with you. God's Spirit's got to move on us. And if you reject the move of God's Spirit dealing with your soul, friend, you can cut it off sometime or another. Amen. I am glad He dealt with my heart when He did. I'm glad I finally gave in to it. And it's a choice. You can take it or you can leave it. But one day you will... In that judgment, the great white throne judgment I'm talking about, not the judgment seat of Christ or the children of God receive the rewards, but the great white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 20, it talks about a judgment by God, and you're going to answer to God. Amen. Anybody will be there will be an answer to God. Amen. The virgin birth is necessary to believe. The virgin birth is a part of God's plan. I say the virgin birth was a part of God's plan. Isaiah foretold of it, other prophets. And the virgin birth is such a wonderful thing. Praise God. He wasn't just another baby. I mean, he was a child, all right. But inside that boy's blood, there was God's blood was inside of his veins. And what that blood was, it was royal blood. And He was the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the earth. Amen. He was the Lamb of God that John saw when he was baptizing. And he said, I have need to be baptized of something to thee. But John had to baptize Jesus. Amen. Praise God. He said, behold the Lamb of God. I like to see brother... George Davis, he'd get in the Spirit and he'd big old fat jaws and he'd say, sweet Lamb of God. Big fat face, just roll. Amen. But he was a Lamb of God. Amen. In John chapter 1, I want to go over to John again. The book of John's got a lot in it. John chapter 1. And we're talking about Jesus before and after His birth. But in the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1, verse 1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Then it says in verse 14, I could read the whole thing, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise God. Amen. I'll get here with a little bit. Acts chapter 10. Read some more. Verse 38, I quoted this the other night. Part of it. It said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and He went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Praise God. This Jesus I'm talking about is still alive, Brother Brent. That resurrection did take place. I believe with all my heart. The resurrection of Jesus Christ took place. Praise God. We have a hope that a sinner doesn't have. This hope of that resurrection is a blessed hope. Praise God. To have in your life. And to think that you just die and you go to the ground and you're just like a dog or some animal and you know, it's all of it. But that's not all of it. Praise God. It is appointed that a man wants to die, and then after this, a judgment, Paul said. There's something that happens afterwards. Praise God. But I'm glad I know this man, Jesus. In Isaiah 61, it said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. And Paul talked about Jesus in Hebrews, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like his brother. And he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Praise God. One scripture says perfect in one place, but Jesus was perfect. But his learning, he had to learn just like you and I. His mother and dad had a lot to do with his life. And teaching him. He as a child had to learn. He did not one miracle. He did no miracles until he was baptized of John in the River Jordan. And the Holy Ghost came down in the form of a dove. And after that, for 40 days, he went into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he came out of the wilderness, praise God, he was doing miracles. He was a raising the dead. He was a healing the sick. And he went about doing good. Everything he done in his life was good. Praise God. The last 3.5 years of his life, they tried to kill him several times. He was persecuted because he was doing good. And you do good today in the society we're in, and you'll be persecuted. Amen. You will. You'll suffer some for it. Praise God. That just comes with it. Amen. Amen. And Jesus was talking to them, the Pharisees and the Sadducees in different places, as they tried to cover, you know, catch him anything they could. But they wasn't as smart as he was. Praise God. In the something I missed a while ago. Jesus, he did not have the curse in his blood that we have. You hear what I'm saying? His blood was holy. When we're born into this earth, every one of us are born under the curse of sin. Every one of us must be born again. But Jesus didn't have to be born again. His blood was holy, holy blood. His blood was righteous blood. It was the only blood that could cleanse us once and forever. Amen.
Yes,
all the Old Testament, they go back in the types and figures of Christ. But God changed the order of things. God came in and said, this is going to change. And God's going to change it again one of these days. Praise God. One of these days, church, it's going to be over with. Praise God. One of these days, there will be no more having church. Praise God. You hear what I'm saying? Stand with me, would you? One of these days, the next shout we're going to do is going to be in Glory Land. And I'm looking forward to it, Brother Case, to be over in Glory Land to see the glory that Jesus had with the Father. Praise God. I believe we can see that glory that He had with the Father. Glorify me, thou Lord, with the glory that I had with Thee before the world was. Praise God. We can't hardly fathom that. Would you worship Him a little bit? Praise God. Lord, I didn't do Your word justice, but I know, Lord, Your glory is real. Praise God. Amen. Would you come and pray around these altars for a while?